U.S. Representative Gary Peters is expected to announce his intention to run for U.S. Senate today. He'll run for the seat that will be vacated by Senator Carl Levin after he retires at the end of this term. Peters has been considered a likely candidate for the seat. Jack, tell us a little bit about him.
Well, he's been a longtime fixture in Democratic politics, Christina, in Michigan. He was a state senator. He's originally a stockbroker who also has a law degree. He's a three-term congressman, survived a very close re-election scare in 2010, but he's the anointed Democratic candidate. Debbie Dingell, the wife of the longtime congressman and a member of the Wayne State Board of Governors, wanted to run, but she apparently couldn't really find enough support and has endorsed Peters. So the likelihood is he'll sail through and get the nomination with no opposition or maybe even just some token primary opposition.
What about the GOP candidates?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? Probably the leading sort of front-runner establishment candidate is Congressman Mike Rogers from the Brighton-Lansing area. He's the head of the House Select Committee on Intelligence. He's been in Congress since 2000. He hasn't said definitively whether he's going to run, but whether he runs or not, another congressman, a very young congressman named Justin Amash from Grand Rapids, apparently is going to run. He's only in his early 30s. He has sort of libertarian views, libertarian plus anti-abortion views, and he will have the support of the sort of Ron Paul libertarian wing. But it may come down to a primary between Rogers and Amash, or there may be some other people. We just don't know yet, and so we won't know until the Republicans have a nominee what this race will be like.
In other news, regardless of the 255,000 petition signatures against allowing wolf hunting in the state, wolf hunting bills are moving forward in Lansing. What are the latest developments here?
Well, it was sent to the full House by a committee yesterday, and the odds are very strong that the House will pass this bill. The Senate has passed a wolf hunting bill. And what this does, not only does it legalize a controlled wolf hunt, but it sort of takes the ability to stop that away from the people. Now, originally this had an appropriation in it, which meant it couldn't be reversed by a referendum. That was taken out. So basically, this bill will take the power to designate what species away from the legislature and give it to the Natural Resources Commission. And some people, notably the Michigan Humane Society, just really don't like that. Supporters of this bill, primarily Senator Tom Casperson of Escanaba, say it's needed because wolves are sort of out of control. Four wolves apparently killed somebody's large dog over the weekend. Now, people do have a right to hunt wolves if they're threatening their livestock, but Casperson said that doesn't go far enough.
And finally, education continues to be a big topic in Lansing and across the state. Governor Snyder wants businesses to become more directly involved in Michigan schools. What exactly is he after?
Well, there's this concept called a wraparound school, which is kind of intriguing, and J.P. Morgan Chase is going to fund three of these schools. The idea, and a lot of educators have talked about this for a long time, is that it's not sufficient just to educate kids in the classroom. Some of these children come from very disadvantaged backgrounds, very young, and parents who really don't know how to parent. And the school would sort of address the whole quality of life. It would get involved in teaching parents how to parent and do some other things. It's sort of an experimental concept, but some people are pretty excited about it. I'm not quite sure how the teachers' unions feel about it yet, but apparently they would fund three of these schools, and we'd see how it went from there.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Christina.